This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Well, thank you for downloading this edition of Cook the Perfect. For more information, go to the Woman's Hour website at bbc.co.uk/radio4. Now, a slightly alarming headline has appeared in today's Daily Telegraph if you're a meat eater. Vegetarian diet for all would prevent a third of early deaths, and the research was done at Harvard University. Then, this year has been dubbed the Year of the Vegan, a step even further than vegetarian, and it's reckoned the number of vegans has quadrupled in a decade. Well, Anya Carlin is vegan, and she's produced a book, Cook, Share, Eat Vegan, Delicious Plant-Based Recipes for Everyone, and today she cooks the perfect quinoa and cannellini bean soup, and I will see how delicious a vegan soup can be in a minute, won't I, Anya?
Yes, absolutely.
Why did you choose to prepare this particular dish?
Well, I think it's just really simple, and a lot of the ingredients people probably already have in their cupboard, so that was the main reason. The inspiration actually came from YouTube, if you can believe it, because I was watching a travel vlog, and this girl was in Peru, and she is vegan, and she was at this cafe, and she ordered the only meal that was vegan on the menu. And it was this, or a variation of this. I've never been to Peru myself. I have no idea whether this is authentic, but that is where the inspiration came from.
So now, a lot of people are going to say, oh, the trouble is with vegan or even vegetarian is, where do you get the flavour? So where do you get the flavour in this soup?
Well, in this particular, we're going to start with celery. So that's going to give it a nice little base, a nice little soup base. But I also add chili and garlic, and I'm going to add the stalk of the coriander, which is the bit that most people normally throw away. But it really boosts the flavour in this.
Stalk of coriander?
The stalk. So, you know, the bits at the end.
Oh,
so
the not, stalk. The
sto- thought, sorry, it's my accent. Stalk, it's my Northern Irish accent.
No. Stalk and stock, they sound very similar. Because when you said the word stock, I thought, oh, you can't be putting lamb or chicken in there, can you?
So no, I'm going to put in, I will be putting in some vegetable stock as well, and that will obviously boost the flavour. A little bit of spring onion going in here as well. And this is a really quick soup. If you've got the potatoes already cooked and the quinoa already cooked, I mean, you could have this on the table in 10, 15 minutes maybe.
And the beans from a tin?
Yeah, the beans from a tin. I mean, obviously feel free to cook the beans yourself, you know, the night before, but I usually just use the tin beans, they're just as good, I think.
Now, you've been vegan, I think it's for 7 years now.
Yeah, that's right.
What made you decide to do it? Because you were a meat eater.
I was a full-blown meat eater. I had never even considered vegetarianism, never mind veganism. So when I went to Chicago, I just seen a lot of, you know, restaurants, like they had a vegan option, and this word was like completely new to me. I'd never even heard of veganism before. And yeah, I guess my curiosity was piqued really. And my husband and myself, we were obviously enjoying, you know, all the food that America has to offer, probably indulging a little bit too much. And, you know, we weren't feeling our best. You know, there was nothing sort of particularly, we didn't have any major health issues, but yeah, we knew that we could probably be feeling better. And yeah, I just said, well, what about this vegan thing? Because we had at that stage tried a few of the vegan meals and we thought they were fantastic. And we trialled a 3-week run. We thought, right, well, we'll do it for 3 weeks and see how we get on. check-in after the three-week mark, and yeah, we wanted to continue. We were just feeling so good.
But you see, I can see putting a stew like this together with all the ingredients and flavours that, mm-hmm. that I would probably put in a stew without the lamb that perhaps mm-hmm. I might put into it. But what worries me is, what do you do when you're having a cup of coffee and you can't put a drop of milk in?
Well, I mean, I use unsweetened soya. I know a lot of people really hate soya milk in their tea, but I think that they're buying the sweetened variety. I think if you find the unsweetened soya, that works really well. But also there's a new milk, an oat milk, that's from Oatly Barista. It's an Oatly Barista, and that is so good in teas and coffees. And it doesn't curdle in coffee, which is the crucial thing, because a lot of soya milk tends to curdle when you put it into coffee, but the Oatly Barista never curdles.
And if you're making pastry and you can't put butter in, what do you do?
Well, you could use just a vegetable margarine, really. That's what there's loads of dairy-free margarines. But I also use coconut oil. It's really good in pastry as well. And I think it makes it, you know, really crispy and everything. So that would be my two main options. I would use either the dairy-free margarines or coconut oil.
How do you explain veganism's real surge in popularity?
I think it's a mixture of things. I think obviously people are concerned about their health, you know, as the Harvard study suggested. But I think also the environment. I think people are really concerned about the environment at the moment. You know, you've got the Plastic Free Friday initiative. I think we're seeing with our own eyes the effect that we're having on the planet. And I think that almost more than anything else is driving people to even just reduce their meat and dairy intake.
How would you, and that, by the way, smells absolutely gorgeous.
Is I'm just chopping the garlic here.
Is it going to be long?
No, well, actually, we've got one already on the go, as it were, so.
Ah, well, if it's hot, do you want to dish it up?
Absolutely, yeah,
we'll have a taste.
Let's play it up.
Whilst I ask you this, you know, there are some parents who really don't want to be vegan, mm-hmm. but their children do. How do you advise them to cater for the whole family?
Well, I mean, I get a lot of messages from parents and grandparents kind of thanking me for the simplicity of, like, my recipes. I think, yeah, as long as you get, like, a few solid recipes under your belt that you can, like, whip up at a minute's notice, you know, I don't think you have to overcomplicate things necessarily. I'm just going to put a few tortilla chips on top here, and I'm also going to put a little bit of coriander, why not? You like coriander?
Oh, I love coriander.
Okay. Yes. Some people really like coriander.
And tortilla chips as well.
There we go.
So we'll pass that over. I'll have a taste. And you can explain how you make sure you get enough protein and enough vitamins.
Well, this is the perfect example because this actually has double protein. Obviously, you've got the quinoa, which is a source of protein, and you've got the beans, which is also a source of protein. So, yeah, with this dish, you're absolutely covered. But also, I think people concern themselves a little bit too much with the protein thing. It is a bit of a myth that you're not going to get enough protein. Yeah, I think as long as you are eating a balanced, you know, varied diet, you don't have to worry about it.
I have to tell you, Anya, that is absolutely gorgeous.
Oh, good. It's
got that little bit of heat in it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And even the beans taste good.
Oh, I'm really pleased.
I'm impressed.
Yay, so happy.
I shall cook it at home and I won't put any lamb in it.
Fantastic.
I promise. Just one other thing.
Yep.
What do you miss?
Do you know what? Because there's so many, you know, different things on the market, like I used to miss ice cream, but I don't need to miss that anymore because, you know, Ben and Jerry's have just released their dairy-free ice cream. Haagen-Dazs are coming out with the dairy-free. I just don't miss anything, honestly.
Anya Carlin, thank you very much indeed. I will just mention the book again, Cook, Share, Eat Vegan, and I will continue to eat the soup, which is delicious.
Fantastic.
Thank you. You can download any edition of Cook the Perfect by going to the Woman's Hour website at bbc.co.uk/radio4.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavourless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.